We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, of course, nothing as great as the news we just had. I mean, come on. Let me go back in time. Let us go back 233 years ago. 1789, on this date in history, Congress established the modern U.S. Army. The Army is 233 years old today. Now, the War Department set up this army with the strength of several hundred men. That's how it all began in the 1700s. And then 106 years ago, listen to this. In 1916, John D. Rockefeller was declared the first American billionaire. In 1916. That's wow. In 1916 dollars. Modern historians actually think it was a little bit of an exaggeration and that he only had 900 million at the time.
That's all.
Can you imagine? That is crazy to me, that amount of money.
$1 billion in 1916 is equivalent to the purchasing power of $27 billion right now. To be exact, $27,171,651,376.15.
There you go. My gosh.
Actually, you know what? This is just built in the average inflation rate of 3 percentage points per year between 1916 and today. It's probably after the last year worth like $50 billion. So
that is complete insanity. In 1916. So the Rockefeller name, no joke. This is kind of a sad story, but I hadn't heard it till I saw this morning. Officials found the body of renowned U.S. ski mountaineer Hillary Nelson yesterday in Nepal. And she had disappeared 2 days ago just below the summit of Mount Manaslu. And pardon me if I've mispronounced that, which is the world's eighth highest mountain. Now, Nelson was 49 years old. She had two kids. She and her male partner were skiing down the world's eighth highest mountain. And he said that as she was going down, she started a small avalanche and it kind of swept her away and he couldn't get to her.
Wow.
Isn't that? And they have said, wasn't this just a few years ago that people have said, or at least those in Nepal, you know, where people are trying to climb Everest and they're not prepared for it. And then we have to go and spend a bunch of money to try to rescue them. Well, because, but she apparently thought she could handle it. They searched for her by helicopter for 2 days. She had a long career and was the first woman known to climb Everest and then the adjacent mountain in 24 hours. So she knew what she was doing, but man, those conditions, just outrageous.
Have you ever read John Krakauer's book, Into Thin Air?
No.
Amazing book. It was about, you know, that disaster that happened on Everest. And, you know, it was one of those things. I read that book probably 20 years ago. It was an out. And I didn't really understand the whole concept of why someone would even want to do that.
Yeah.
And challenge themselves to do that. That book made me understand it a lot better.
What is it?
Well, I think it's like anything else, you know, a marathon, a triathlon, riding a century on a bike. You want to push your body to, you know, levels that it hasn't been before and make this grand achievement that very few people on the planet have ever done. And you're obviously, it's risky. There's no doubt about it. Some people are built that way. I am not someone who would climb Everest.
No,
I might
am
be able
not
to climb
either.
Something else that's not, you know, quite as daunting, but yeah.
Or the rock thing, the free climb. What you remember that documentary?
Oh, yeah.
What was that? Free? Have you seen that one, Fred?
No.
Where they freehand climb the rock face. Abby, have you seen it?
I haven't seen it.
You guys have to see it. Mark will look it up.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Free.
Free solo.
Free solo. Yeah. You watch it and you will. It's unbelievable.
Alex Honnold is that guy that tried to climb the El Capitan in Yosemite.
And it's
That's it's a great just like, movie.
It's incredible. So, seriously, you but should I watch that.
That's a great example, Sue, of, you
yes.
know, of, you're crazy. Like, the people that jump off these mountains and they just
yeah.
skydive with no, you know, parachutes or whatever.
Jeez. 49 and with two kids. You've got, anyway, that's what happened there. This probably will not prevent too many people from buying pumpkins, but it looks like they're going to cost a little more this year. How many pumpkins you buy, Fred?
Oh,
at the Bottenheimer household.
We buy pumpkins. We display them on the front porch.
Well, the average price is up to $5.68. That's 15% higher than last year when it was $4.92. Apparently, besides all the, you know, chain issues, supply chain issues, and gas, farmers dealt with drought conditions this summer, too, which also affects the prices. Less rain, by the way, means pumpkins will be slightly smaller.
I saw a bunch of small white ones outside a grocery store, $4.99 each.
Ooh, well, here's what I will tell you. I've been told by people in the know that the Aldi, and you have to call it
The Aldi, certainly,
has a pretty good price on pumpkins right now.
Oh, that's kind of good to know.
Yeah.
All right, I might head over there.
You didn't ask me about my love of pumpkins.
I'm sorry, and what is your pumpkin situation?
We only have one in front of the house right now, but I sometimes go a little crazy. You know, we had our friend Chris in the country in last week to talk about the aftermath of his shooting. You know, he was shot in the head.
Right.
We told the story. He used to grow these giant pumpkins at his farm in Illinois, and he'd meet me a couple of years, big, ginormous. I also used to ride my bike out in St. Charles County toward the airport,
uh-huh.
and there was one farm in particular that always had big pumpkins, and a couple of times I went back there, they just had them out in the front. You just put the money in a
trust thing.
Something like that. Yeah,
let me ask you this, the Chris thing, when he grew the big ones, are we talking about the kind that are in competition and they wake up in the middle of the night and like feed them milk and stuff?
I don't know if
I love those.
They were big enough where I couldn't lift them by myself, although I have the, you know, upper body strength of my 7-year-old daughter. But yeah, they're big, big pumpkins.
Well, that means that's three of us, because I have that too.
I asked him about that, and he said the key to growing large,
yeah,
good manure.
Well, this show could help with that, couldn't we?
I like those shows. They used to run them on PBS or something, and they would show like three different farmers throughout the U.S. who were going for the record.
Yeah.
Right, these are like 900-pound pumpkins, and then they'd have to figure out how to get them on a truck and take them all to the... if anybody knows where you can see those again, I would love to see it. And finally in Sue's news, we have today's random fact. I did not know this. American cheese is legally required to be made from at least two types of other cheeses. Cheddar, Colby, and Jack are the most common ones used to create it. I thought it was his own creation.
Wait, I'm confused.
American cheese.
American cheese.
Not
yes.
the country,
okay,
but the
I got you. Yes. That's where it threw me off.
Correct. That is the title of the cheese. I just thought it was its own creation. I didn't realize it had anything real in it. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, I thought it was like a Velveeta type of thing, right?
I had no idea. This is a shocker. A shocker provided to you.
Big fan of cheese, but not, you know, not the American type.
Right.
Until like when I was a kid, though. I mean, look, I had cheese sandwiches. That was like delicacy in my life.
I did not,
right?
But yes,
a little mayo with that.
Oh, I like that.
Kind of disgusting, but you know what? That's what we ate. There you go, Sue's News for this Thursday edition on 97.1 FM Talk. We're going to go back down to Florida. Steve Jervy, who has been outstanding for us this week. Sue hooked us up. Used to be here at Channel 30 as retired meteorologist, chief meteorologist at WFLA in Tampa. And the state of Florida in recovery mode right now. Steve's going to give us an update.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.